Our next agenda item, I'm very excited to have with us this morning, is entitled My Voice in the National Federation of the Blind. And it's being given by good friend of Shelley and mine, Wayne Marshall. Wayne is owner-operator of Independence Training Services, LLC, ITS. And as Wayne says, it's for you. So I met Wayne about 9 years ago, I guess, almost 10 years ago, when Shelley and I were seeing each other and I was going to Colorado, where Wayne is working at the Colorado Center for the Blind. And Wayne has worked in the area of orientation mobility, worked with seniors, assistive technology, just has a wealth of information. Wayne worked with us last fall with our National Seniors Training Program at Rocky Bottom. And to be honest with you, that was the first time I've seen a blind cane instructor, a travel instructor working with blind folks and O&M, and it was pretty awesome to watch. It really was. I wish I had that type of instructor when I was growing up. Wayne is now living in Atlanta, Georgia, and he also is going to be working part-time with our Successful Transitions Program when he returns to Georgia. So without further ado, let's have Wayne Marshall, please.
Hello, NFB of South Carolina. I am very glad to be with you for your 64th annual state convention. Although I currently live in Georgia, I'm joining you from Utah, the state of your national rep, and which also happens to be the home state of my wife, Lara Lee. I'd like to first thank your president and his lovely wife, Shelley, for their service and leadership in the NFB and in the NFB of South Carolina and to our nation's blind in general. I also like to thank them for inviting me to speak to you all about my NFB voice. When I first started losing my sight, I did not know where to turn, who to talk to, or what to say. Fortunately, I lived in Colorado, where we had strong leaders like Ray and Diane McGeorge and Julie Deedon. Through these leaders, I found my voice. First, as a student at the Colorado Center for the Blind, and later as an employee for 12 years. I also found my voice as a chapter developer. I found my voice as a chapter president. And I also found my voice as a board member of the Colorado affiliate serving under Scott LaBarre's leadership. After relocating to Georgia, I am now sharing my voice through my own business, ITS, Independence Training Services. All of these experiences have contributed to my voice. As we know, voice is spelled with five letters, V-O-I-C-E. I have assigned a word to each of these letters, which may help explain my voice. V is for vision. Vision is different from sight. Vision is having insight for our future and seeing beyond today. I happen to know some sighted people who have sight, but they do not have vision. Some people cannot envision a life without sight. But as members of the NFB, we have hope and determination for tomorrow's opportunities. O is for opportunity. These are the things that we deserve and fight for, which level the field of human achievement, and especially for independence. And speaking of independence, independence is what we gain when we take advantage of the rights that we are granted from those opportunities. It is also what we gain when we accept ourselves and ask others to accept us as blind people, and nothing less. C is for confidence. Confidence is what we gain by taking advantage of those rights that we fight for, and then exercise those rights. E is for effort. It is through the efforts of all of those who have preceded us and those of ourselves that will bring about equality for the nation blind, both for today and tomorrow. So, let me reverse this, if you will. It is because of the efforts of both you and me and that of the NFB, we have been instilled with the confidence necessary to gain the independence necessary to gain the independence necessary to take advantage of those opportunities that provide us with the vision to achieve equality as blind people. This is how I discovered my voice. My voice as a blind individual and my voice in the National Federation of the Blind. And this is how you can gain your voice. Through the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind, we all have an opportunity to have a voice. So I'm going to cut it a little short because, Frank, I know you're behind time, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to share with all of you my voice. Thank you.